the National Immunisation Advisory Committee, which has been meeting this morning to consider its advice on the use of the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine, may not now come to a determination until early next week. We can get the latest from our correspondent, George Lee. So members of NIAC are the what's the anagram again? Have I got it? I've got so many of these going around in my head. The National Immunisation Advisory Committee, George.
That's right.
Meeting this morning. I just couldn't think of the shorthand term. A meeting this morning, but they're not going to be rushed into a decision.
No, they have taken this approach from the very beginning of an abundance of caution. And obviously it's very important in terms of the integrity of the rollout of the vaccine programme that people realise that there's somebody, that there is an institution or an organisation or a group of people who are so careful about what they can give people, because it helps in terms of dealing with misinformation to know that there's somebody with such steady hands on this whole thing. So they are taking a very cautious approach again. We know that earlier this week from the European Medicines Agency, they said that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine does have some kind of links to these very, very rare blood clots similar to the ones of the AstraZeneca vaccine. And as a result of their AstraZeneca recommendation, what NIAC did was they said nobody under the age of 60 should be given that vaccine. The big question was, what are they going to now say about Johnson & Johnson vaccine, a single dose vaccine of which we'll have 600,000 by the end of the quarter, and the government is really, really keen to use those vaccines to get ahead with the vaccine programme. What they're saying is that there are meetings, international meetings, taking place today and tomorrow that they are either participating in or want to see the outcome of related to this Johnson & Johnson vaccine, that they will want to see what comes of those meetings before they make their final recommendation. So it's going to be early next week when they make a recommendation to the Minister for Health in relation to this. So that kind of stretches things out, but it is all about being very, very careful.
Yeah, so we'll have to wait and see. They're not prepared to simply go on the basis of what the European Medicines Agency, which is the European regulator, has said, that yes, there should be a warning about in a tiny number of cases possible side effects, but yes, the J&J vaccine is safe to use. They're not prepared to accept at that stage that advice.
Well, even if they were to come along and say in the end, we agree completely, everybody should get, should be eligible for this Johnson & Johnson vaccine, we know that that's not what they said last week when they were looking at the AstraZeneca one. The European Medicines Agency said the exact same thing about the AstraZeneca vaccine, put the warning on it, explained to people that there's a very, very rare risk that something like this could be a side effect. They took that advice and they went further and they said, look, we have lots of other vaccines here. We have the Pfizer one coming through in big numbers. Because we have that, let's be very careful about this. Don't give it to people under the age of 60. Now, the problem now is that they're looking forward in the HSE and in the rollout programme to trying to the point where they're able to get people in their 50 to 60 age bracket signed up for appointments for vaccination. That will come relatively soon, they're hoping, provided they have the vaccines to give them. There are 608,000 people in that age category. There's 605,000 single dose Johnson & Johnson vaccines coming to us by the end of June. And what the Taoiseach has said yesterday, well, wouldn't it be a shame if we couldn't use them? So he would like to see, and the government would like to see them being able to use it, but nobody is twisting NIAC's arm in relation to this. They're taking their time.
Not least because meeting this 80% of all adults vaccinated by the end of June, meeting that target, which the government has set, would be next to impossible, would it, without the J&J?
Much vaccine. More difficult, because although they have additional vaccines coming from Pfizer that they brought from quarter four, that's the last 3 months of this year, into the current 3 months, that will help in terms of extra supplies. But there's so many supplies coming from that Johnson & Johnson one, and each Johnson & Johnson is the equivalent of two of the others when you think about it, because it's a single dose. Not to be able to use it would be a shame. So we will have to wait and see what they'll do. But all that we can read from what they are doing right now is that they are being extremely cautious. And in the long run, even though that's very frustrating for the government and for those of us waiting for vaccination, it still is in the long run an important thing to be very careful about this.
Very good. Science correspondent George Lee, thank you for that.